Today in Baghdad, 25 prominent Iraqis gathered for the first meeting of the country's new governing council. NPR's Kate Seeley reports on what's meant to be an important step toward democratic government.
The council members marched into an auditorium in downtown Baghdad, looking very much like the diverse body the U.S. set out to establish. Some were dressed in tribal robes, others in navy blue business suits, still others in Islamic clerical garb. Among the members, 13 are Shia, reflecting their majority status here. 5 Sunnis and 5 Kurds are on the council, along with 3 women. In opening remarks, Mohammed Bahar el-Alum, a prominent Shiite cleric, hailed the council as the start of a new era for Iraq.
The establishment of this council is an expression of the national Iraqi will in the wake of the collapse of the former oppressive regime.
Later, he shouted to much applause that Saddam Hussein had been relegated to the trash bin of history. In its first public act, the council declared April 9th as a national holiday marking Saddam's fall from power. They also outlawed several holidays celebrated under the old regime. Alum, the Shia cleric, also vowed that the council would get to work rebuilding Iraq's shattered infrastructure and society. While the U.S. administrator to Iraq, Paul Bremer, looked on, the U.N. representative here, Sergio Vieira de Mello, praised the council gathering as a defining moment in Iraq's history.
Your convening marks the first major development towards the restoration of Iraq's rightful status as a fully sovereign state.
But many reporters question the council's legitimacy and authority. Bremer has claimed it will have real political power. He says it will nominate ministers, review laws, and approve the national budget. But veto power ultimately rests in the hands of the Americans. Several council members acknowledged their limited authority, but said they would push for more. While Abdel Latif is a judge from Basra.
We will try to broaden and expand those responsibilities as we move on, as we move forward.
However, the council must convince a skeptical Iraqi public that the body is credible, despite the fact that it was selected by U.S. occupying authorities. Council member Abdelaziz Hakim of the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq said much would depend on the council's achievements, but he also stressed that it would not be around for long. We're going to work very fast to set up an assembly, to form a constitution, to be followed by a government elected by the Iraqi people, Hakim said, and then this council will cease to exist, as will the occupation. Many council members are known to have reservations about the U.S. occupation. Nevertheless, they expressed gratitude to the U.S. for overthrowing Saddam. When asked by a journalist how she could cooperate with the Americans, Dr. Raja Habib Khuzai answered very simply.
Since I am a medical doctor, a gynecologist, I have really helped thousands of Iraqi women to deliver babies. Now I'm participating in the delivery of a new country that will be built on women's rights and human rights.
The council members start their first day of work tomorrow. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.